This is today's Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by the folks at Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. Steve Alexander has the report coming up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
Now, here's Steve.
Thank you, Max. There are a lot of combines running across the Midwest right now. If you are involved in harvest, I hope things are going well and safely for you. It was about this time in 2013 when farmer Steve Jenkins was running his combine through a field in North Dakota. He smelled oil, and then he saw his combine's tires were covered in crude, and then he saw a lot more crude pooling in his field. 5 years and almost $100 million later, cleanup is complete on a massive oil pipeline leak that has been called one of the biggest onshore spills in U.S. history. Well, wind power is supposed to be clean energy. Not everybody sees it that way, but there were some people in northern Indiana who were very excited about a wind farm that would generate not only clean electricity, but also many millions of dollars in lease payments to landowners on whose property the windmills would have been built. I say would have been built because the British company that was going to build the big wind farms in Cass and Miami counties has pulled out, citing technical circumstances. Opponents of the wind farms are pretty happy. In western Michigan, a woman took away her 15-year-old daughter's cell phone as punishment after the girl got in trouble at school. She, the mom, was arrested, charged with larceny after her ex-husband filed a complaint saying that he owned that phone. Jody May was facing 3 months in jail until charges were dropped just before the trial was to begin because it turned out the ex-husband did not own that phone. The girl did, and since she's 15 and her mom's in charge, the charges were dropped. Yeah, I'm wondering how it got that far, too. But speaking of Michigan, if you saw the Emmys the other night, you may have seen Darren Criss win a Best Actor award for his portrayal of a killer in the assassination of Gianni Versace. After being handed his award, he stood at the microphone and excitedly thanked his mother and father and brother and fiancé and a bunch of other people. And then he shouted, "Go Blue!" and walked off the stage. Now, some people may have thought he was expressing his political point of view, but no. Darren Criss, a 2009 graduate of the University of Michigan's School of Music, Theater, and Dance, has never been shy about showing love for his alma mater. That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.